Right, so why did you decide to do Duke of Edinburgh then?
Well, to be honest, lots of my friends are doing it, and it was just something that we did at our school a lot, that our principal really promoted it. He'd been on every single adventurous journey, because that's one of the things you have to do. He went on every single one for the past like 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And so he was really dedicated to, and he went to all my music concerts because I played lots in the bands. So he was just really involved in school activities.
Yeah.
So he promoted it a lot.
So you kind of like, you decided to do it because your mates were doing it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry.
But like,
also because it kind of fit into my life. I was already doing a skill, I was doing music, I was doing lots of physical activity. Soccer, did capoeira as well for a little bit. It just fit into my extracurricular life and I could get recognised for it.
Right, okay, so you can kind of mould it around what you're already doing.
Yeah, well, it's to get people doing extracurricular activities outside of school. But for me, my parents had always promoted that, so I was doing it kind of naturally. Besides the volunteering part, that's what I kind of needed to add to my routine.
Okay, tell us a bit about the volunteering you did then.
I did a couple of different things. As I said, I played in bands. I played trumpet. So for 6 months, I joined the junior band and kind of mentored them. Tried to at least from a year 11 kid to a year 7 kid, so
yeah.
As much as I could. I did some childcare at my previous preschool childcare.
Where you'd gone yourself.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. With the actual people that took care of me when I was 2 and 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was cool. For 6 months. Well, they increased all the time periods. They increased bronze, I think it's 6 months. Silver, it increases. And then 9 goes to probably 12 months. 9 or 12 months.
Yeah.
So each activity expands as you get through.
Right, so which levels... So you did bronze?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did silver.
Oh,
and
right.
I did gold.
Oh, wow. So you did all three. Yeah. Yeah. So you did three different types of volunteering over that period.
Yeah. My last one was I was just a youth leader for, school camps in the holidays.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they go in, in the 2 weeks in between the term.
Yeah.
Kids do, like, tennis camps or kids do...
And what did you do? Were you on tennis camp?
Oh, because I was in the Jewish community.
Yeah.
I kind of knew the rabbis and they did... programs for Jewish kids for a week.
Oh,
and
cool.
Yeah, so that was kind of my segue into it.
Yeah, so you experienced lots of different things doing your Duke.
Yeah, I did. And it was really, really fun, actually.
Yeah. So what did your family and friends think about you doing the award? You said lots of your friends were doing it as well.
Yeah. To be honest, my family didn't really care that much that I did it. Like, they were just like, it's a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Because you need to pay for, that's another section of it, is adventurous awards.
Yeah.
So you've got 2 hikes which you need to do throughout the year. 2 for bronze, 2 for silver, 2 for gold.
Right.
And they slowly get harder.
Right.
Yeah, so you've got less adults which come with you, less directions which they give you, and you have to plan your whole trip. Plan your trip, I mean, like, at the start of the 3 days, you have a map, and then you say, we have to get to this point, how are we going to do it? By looking at the contours.
Yeah, so orienteering type thing as well.
Pretty much, navigating.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I learned from it.
Yeah. What was the most challenging aspect of the award for you?
I don't know about one single challenging event. It was more a process over the 3 different awards of getting more comfortable with, packing my own food, understanding what I need to actually survive, how much water I needed, what I needed to bring, what food would be the most economic, what would fit in my bag, what would be the lightest to carry over the 3-4 days which I was hiking. It was mainly just a process of learning, self-reliance,
Yeah.
Over three different awards, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite a high level of self-reliance when you're having to think about, okay, well, what food's going to be light for me to carry but give me sufficient energy?
And we had lots of time for failure as well. So it took me like 3-4 years to actually understand what I needed.
Yeah, okay.
But in the meantime, I started off with like 20, 22, 25 kilos on my back, which I had to carry to going to, you know, 14, 12.
So you became a much better packer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you ever go the other way? Like, oh, I really should have brought more food.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, at the end of like a long day of hiking, it doesn't really matter what you eat. I realised as long as you eat something warm.
Yep, you don't need anything gourmet. It's just going to warm you up.
And I was like, first time we're bringing, because I'm Italian, yeah. Like my dad was like, yeah, you can't, my dad was like, yeah, you can't just eat like a packet of something. You need to have like pasta. So I brought like a little container of salt that you put in the water, a little container of olive oil, some pepper, and it was ridiculous. It was really nice, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah, and I imagine it's hard to kind of do it in limited pots and pans and things as well to even manage to get it right.
You've got one pan which you need to clean every single time you use something else. So by the end of it, I was just eating couscous.
Couscous.
Different flavoured couscous, because that was, you just add water.
Yep.
And it tastes okay.
Well, there's a good tip for camping, couscous. So what was the most fun part? Part that you look back and you go, wow, that was cool.
Well, I'm always talking about the adventurous journeys, but there's much more to the award than the adventurous journeys. I really did like those times that you spend with your friends at night, when you got free time after a long day of working and you're just in the bush and setting up your tents together and just relaxing by the fire. It's just really, really nice.
Mm. Do you still go camping a bit with your friends now?
I think I haven't been for the past year because we were doing the HSC, but we're going to New Zealand at the end of in December, and we're planning to like get a caravan. Well, not camping, but like kind of driving up through New Zealand.
Yeah, which would be fun. And now you've got kind of the skills to know what you need to be packing for that time.
Yeah, exactly.
Mind you, you can go to shops in New Zealand here and there as well, but you know, you'll be able to do your provisioning with some insight.
It was really interesting. The adventurous journeys kind of changed when I was doing the award. So when you did gold, you had something called the Urban Challenge. So that was not just in the bush, because usually you'd go to Blue Mountains, even further, stuff like that, and just go in the bush. It was kind of like an Amazing Race type of thing.
Okay.
So you'd go to the bush, the beach, and the bustle. That was the slogan. So
okay.
The bustle was like the city.
Yeah.
So you'd make your way across Sydney. So from the top of Sydney, probably at the northern beaches,
and
go down through the, I guess, North Shore could kind of be Okuringa area. There's lots of national parks, so that was kind of the bush.
Yeah.
And then you go into the city eventually, and we stayed in Cockatoo Island, and that was kind of the city part of it. So they changed it up a bit by the end.
Right. And what are you supposed to gain?
It's pretty much you have different challenges, and you verse teams, and you need collect points, and it's all a race. It's an amazing race.
Oh wow!
So it was fun.
So there's lots of young people all around Sydney, all doing it at the same time, or
different group. Because we had a couple of hundred people in our school doing it, so there's like lots of different groups doing it at the same time. Not different schools, but from our school.
Mm.
It was a big competition.
Yeah. And what did you do in the city? What were the kind of things you had to do in the bustle?
Well. You'd be given a certain amount of money, and you'd do challenges with that money. You'd have to, I don't know, start a. We were in Chinatown once, and we needed to. What's it called? You know when you start dancing in public, and one person starts dancing, and then everyone else starts dancing. A flash mob. We had to start a flash mob in Chinatown.
Oh wow!
For certain points, yeah. And there's stuff like that. Like,
how did you get people to join you?
We just did. It just happens once.
It's like all your friends? Like you were sending texts, come here? Or did you just get random strangers?
It just started off with us, obviously. And then some people joined in, some people didn't. But it was, it was really fun.
Wow, I hope someone filmed that.
I've got no idea. It might be filmed.
That's pretty cool. And you mentioned the cost, that there were some kind of expenses in terms of trips and things. But on the balance, would you say that it's something that you would recommend to other young people to do?
Yeah, definitely. Why do I recommend it? Well, it's all about extracurricular activities, because school isn't, and high school isn't just about, yeah, it's about education and learning, but there's so many different types of that. You can't just do it all in the classroom. Sometimes you have to go into the bush or into the city or into the beach and, you know, learn how to pack stuff for yourself and learn how to do something, navigate maps and all that. It's just a different type of learning. I can't remember what the top of that question was. That.
Yeah, the why you'd recommend it.
Yeah. Sorry, that's where I was going.
Yeah, so you feel like it's kind of, if I can kind of paraphrase you, you feel like it's offering something that
school
some kids
doesn't.
In school aren't able to offer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And some kids don't have that opportunity within their family to go camping all the time. Maybe they haven't had that experience, so it's just... And it forces you to actually do physical activity, learn a skill, give back to the community. Yeah, it forces you to do all that, which is not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, you're at uni now. It's a busy time. But will it make the idea of volunteering easier at another point in your life?
Yeah, I think it definitely has made, especially the idea of volunteering, much easier. I definitely realise it's a necessary thing. Like, I really have to give back. Like, I really want to. It's a really good thing to do because it helped a lot of people. And it was fun as well. At times it wasn't so fun, but like ever looking back at it, it was a really good experience.
What were some of the things that were less fun? What was kind of difficult?
Well, looking after kids sometimes can get tough when I'm just a 17-year-old. Looking after 10 different kids at the same time, trying to do activities for them. It gets a bit tough, but it's all part of the experience, I guess.
Yeah.